The Oklahoma Geological Survey has concluded that it's very likely that the many earthquakes in that state are triggered by wastewater from oil and gas exploration. Last year, we spoke with a state seismologist who was looking into the reason behind the many earthquakes. Today, the conclusion and a website to track the drilling. Joe Wirtz is a reporter for State Impact Oklahoma. Joe, remind us how water comes to be used in gas and oil exploration.
So when you drill down to get the oil and gas, up comes the oil, and with it comes a lot of water, especially in Oklahoma. Oklahoma wells notoriously produce a ton of water. And oil and gas companies have to do something with this water. They don't want it. They want the oil and gas. But they can't just throw the water away. It's toxic. Since it's been down deep underground, deep in the earth, it's salty. It's got chemicals and stuff in it, little bits of oil and gas in it. So they have to do something with it. And most of the oil and gas rules in place in states have to do with safe drinking water. So they've devised a way to make sure that that waste fluid doesn't get anywhere near the drinking water. So they've just been injecting it back underground, pumping it deep into these wells called disposal wells or injection wells.
And this is just in traditional oil and gas exploration, not to be confused with fracking, which is a relatively new technique of injecting water into things like rock shale to break it up.
Right. So fracking is something that's synonymous with water and synonymous with fluid, right? So you pump a bunch of fluid mixed with sand down into a rock formation and break it up and release oil and gas. That produces water too, and fracking fluid can be toxic as well. In Oklahoma, it's both, although most of the water that we're producing in oil and gas in Oklahoma is just from regular drilling. But the fracking fluid gets the same treatment. If it's not recycled, and a relatively small percentage of it is, it's injected. It's right. Disposed of deep underground.
Well, and now your geological survey is concluding that this water is responsible for what we are hearing is called a swarm of earthquakes, 585 quakes in 2014, up from 109 in 2013, much more. The state averaged 2 a year in 2008 before the oil and gas industry began to boom in Oklahoma. How does it feel there to have this many earthquakes?
People are nervous. You know, it's important to note that most of these quakes are relatively small, but a lot of these are threes. You know, that's a magnitude three most people can feel. And we've had some larger ones. We're starting to get more magnitude fours. In 2011, we had a magnitude 5.6, magnitude 5.7. That was a big earthquake, and it caused some damage and injured a couple people, you know, toppled a spire on a nearby university. So people are worried about it, and regulators and researchers have been racing to try to understand the situation better.
Well, now that the Geological Survey feels they've come to this confirmation of many people's suspicions that it is the injection of wastewater into the ground, into these wells, what's been the response? Start with the oil companies.
They're saying further study is needed, and that's something scientists agree with. You know, Oklahoma is the epicenter, really, of trying to understand this phenomenon. But what the oil and gas industry is really worried about is overregulation of these disposal wells. We've had some lawmakers in Oklahoma call for a moratorium. Certainly some everyday citizens speaking up in meetings have called for a moratorium on these wells, too. Oil and gas industry doesn't want all these wells to just get a blanket shut down. They're key to the industry, and they say essentially that if there are no disposal wells, there is no oil and gas drilling in Oklahoma. And that's, you know, really the primary economic driver here in Oklahoma.
Well, we mentioned your own state geological survey has a new website out. They've got maps showing people where these wells are. The U.S. Geological Survey is coming out with new hazard maps this week. How will that help states like Oklahoma?
Well, insurance companies, public safety officials, building designers, construction people, they have to account for earthquakes and be able to forecast earthquakes in order to protect the public safety, design buildings that can tolerate shaking. So they rely on the U.S. Geological Survey to produce these hazard maps that show and forecast where there might be some shaking. And these artificial earthquakes in Oklahoma and other states like Texas, Ohio, Colorado, it's hard to account for artificial earthquakes because everything that they've built as far as these hazard predictions relies upon historical earthquakes and ones that are natural. So they're better at predicting natural earthquakes than these ones that are artificial. And the USGS is updating its models to account for this so people can plan to make things safer.
Joe Wirtz, reporter for State Impact Oklahoma. Fascinating. Thank you.
Thank you so much.